A key economic indicator is signaling that the U.S. economy is heading toward recession. The yield on a short-term Treasury bond is now more valuable than the return on a longer-term bond. Usually, it's the other way around, and this development shows that investors have concerns about the health of the economy. This inverted yield curve has predicted all nine of the last recessions. For more, let's bring in Callum Borchers, who's senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, this is actually not the first story we've done about the yield curve in 2018, but remind us, what is it? Why do we watch it so closely?
All right, well, so in your head, go back to your math class and picture a basic line graph. We're graphing yields, which is the rate of return on investment, and time. In this case, we're talking about the time for your U.S. Treasury bond to mature. And as you said, normally, the line would curve up and to the right, meaning that investors would get a higher yield for waiting longer for their bond to come to maturity. But when the line inverts, as it has, and curves down, it means it's actually a higher yield for the short-term investments. And economists watch these curves closely because, as you mentioned at the top, an inversion can be a signal that a recession is coming.
So when people think that there is a recession coming, they think there's more risk now than 10 years down the road. So they jump into longer-term bonds, which drives their price up and the yield down. And short-term bonds, which are normally seen as less risky, have to offer a higher yield to attract investors back.
That's exactly right. A higher yield is the investor's reward for assuming more risk. And typically, investors view those longer-term bonds as slightly riskier than shorter-term bonds, which makes sense if you think about it. It's harder to make predictions farther down the road. More time means there's more opportunity for something to go wrong. So a longer-term bond usually has to offer a higher yield to entice investors to take that risk. But if investors think there could be a recession right around the corner, the calculus changes, and they view the longer-term bond as safer. So they start buying up those long-term bonds. That drives down the yields on those notes. And then the yields go up on the short-term bonds because they're actually now seen as the riskier investment.
So I spoke today with Peter Navarro, who's the White House economic and trade advisor, who described the U.S. economy not as waiting for a recession, but as strong and bullish. He then took a moment to say, and the Fed should not raise interest rates. What is the Fed's role in the yield curve, and what will they do with this information?
Right. Well, it is true the Fed has been steadily increasing short-term interest rates in response to the strong economic growth that we've seen. And that is one factor that's been helping the yields on these short-term bonds, catch up to or even surpass, in at least one case, the yields on the long-term bonds.
Mm-hmm. So will they be watching the yield curve and saying, oh, we better change our strategy? This is predicting a recession? Or, you know, does this yield curve actually predict the recession, or just coincidence that it happens at the same time as other recessions?
It is perhaps more of a predictor than a cause, but it's also not a perfect predictor. No thing is. You know, the old business axiom that past results do not guarantee future performance still holds true here. And I think it's worth remembering that there are other factors here that could be contributing to the perception that the short-term bonds are the riskier investment. We're in the midst of a trade dispute with China, for example. Yes, there is a 90-day ceasefire as of this week, but there's still some near-term uncertainty there. And so rising rates on those short-term bonds, even to the point of inverting the yield curve, doesn't necessarily mean that a recession is definitely coming.
And all of our heads have just exploded. Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR, thank you.
Great to be with you.